Hello, and welcome to The Supply Chain from Control Risks, the specialist risk consultancy. I'm your host, Sam Tornio, and in this series of podcasts, we'll be taking a closer look at the impact of COVID-19 on supply chains. In this episode, I'll be speaking with Cormac McGarry, one of Control Risks' senior analysts, about how supply chain disruption has exposed vulnerabilities in supply chains and how businesses can develop greater resilience going forward. So Cormac, what are the key issues in terms of supply chain that clients have been facing throughout this crisis?
So the key thing to remember with supply chains in this new pandemic and post-pandemic world is that supply chains, as we've come to know them, are a manifestation and a representation of the modern globalized economy. And if we take a step back and look at what are supply chains for a second before we get into the real small nitty-gritty issues, you know, supply chains, they depend on the ability to move goods, equipment, materials, and very importantly, the people that carry those goods, materials, and equipment across borders seamlessly from A to B. You know, how do you get minerals mined in Central Africa to a manufacturing plant in China, to a composites plant in San Francisco, to a distribution center in Europe, to markets in Europe and markets right back in Central Africa where the minerals came from initially? And that the ability to move those things around the world and the people that move them along with them really depends on the seamless movement across borders. And you know, what the pandemic has done is it's forced this reaction from governments with which is a non-unified response from governments that's created this patchwork of restrictions across the world that has really just interrupted the way that we've come to know supply chains and how they work. So when we talk about key issues, I think the first issue is really to step back, because it's really a new normal for supply chains. And, you know, it's not as if supply chains, to be very generalistic, have been broken. It's just that every link along the way has become disrupted and has suffered delays. And the key issues then within these delays are to understand if you're a, you know, if you're an executive or a supply chain logistics manager or security manager or someone sitting on a crisis management team, you need to step back and just understand what's happening at the macro perspective first, what's happening at the very high level here. And that's when you can start looking at the key issues. So the key issues at that macro level are, for example, what's disturbed supply chains from the beginning. There's issues around labor shortages in those factories, for example. And those labor issues mean that certain suppliers simply cannot produce and supply the volume that they used to pre-pandemic. And then at the other end, on the consumer side, there's wild fluctuations in demand, which means that while you have trouble at the supplier side, you also have trouble at the demand side. And there's the supply chain in the middle, which is struggling to kind of to be the linkage between the two. And then, you know, what's happening in between the supplier and the consumer is where we can get into some really interesting trends within supply chain logistics that have occurred over the last, over the last few months in the context of the pandemic. And that's when we start looking at transport modes. So, for example, if you look at shipping, and shipping is immensely important to supply chains and the modern concept of supply chains, particularly because if you look around you, whatever room you're sitting in, whatever clothes you're wearing, whatever laptop you're looking at, about 90% of everything you consume at some point has been on a ship in order to get to you. And if you introduce any kind of delays or disruption to that shipping world, that's going to have an impact on supply chains. And ships, just for example, at the most extreme end, during this pandemic, have been facing 14-day delays at border points. If there's, for example, a positive case of COVID-19 suspected on board. And if you take one individual ship that may carry, you know, up to 20,000 containers, that's a 14-day delay to 20,000 containers worth of goods. And that's just, you know, that's just one example of where we're seeing some issues developing in the supply chain transport modes. Outside of the maritime world, there's an aviation, for example. So everybody may think that airplanes are grounded. They're not all grounded. Cargo planes are still flying. They're still permitted to fly. But an interesting trend has been with the near complete shutdown of commercial passenger traffic, there's been a phenomenon that has affected the cargo traffic. And that is because passenger airplanes, they usually do carry cargo in their bellies in normal times, as in addition to the passengers that they carry. And with all those planes grounded, that cargo has to go somewhere else, and it's going towards the cargo only fleet. And what that's created is actually this interesting bottleneck in the air cargo sector. And you have a reality then in the air cargo sector, which is now 20% over capacity than what it was pre-pandemic times. And that has impact on freight prices, and it has impact on how long it takes to get goods from A to B. And in the air world, that means what kind of goods go on an airplane. That means fast-moving commodity goods, medical supplies, perishable goods like seafood, luxury brand goods. And that has a particular impact from this particular phenomenon in the supply chain.
So really, how sustained do you see this disruption being? Do businesses need to fundamentally change the way they're approaching their supply chains? Or is this more a matter of being in a prolonged crisis mode?
So the key analysis, you know, from Control Risks and the body of analysts within Control Risks is to look at this from a scenario perspective. And we are currently looking at a 6 to 9 month scenario of prolonged disruption, which means that effectively you have to look at your supply chains in a new normal. Don't simply wait for them to return to what they were before pandemic times. It doesn't mean complete disruption. It doesn't mean complete breaking of chains. It means in the first instance, for example, as your office returns to work, there may be different suppliers there. Some of the smaller suppliers, for example, may not have survived the pandemic, and they may take longer to come back and stand up and reconstitute your supply chain. But longer term, there's an issue of how sustainable your supply chains are. And in a time of crisis, in a time of risk, there's always an opportunity. And in crises in particular, there's an opportunity to look at what was not resilient in your supply chain and how can you make that supply chain resilient against the next crisis, whether it be a pandemic or any other global crisis. And what the COVID-19 pandemic has done is that it has exposed the vulnerabilities in the global supply chain system. So looking long term to stand up and reconstitute supply chains, generally speaking, we need to look towards making them resilient, more resilient towards future crises. And if you look at that in the scenario perspective, that means accepting that we're in a scenario where there's going to be prolonged disruption. As I said, there's delays in, let's say, the shipping transport mode of supply chains. There's phenomena occurring in the aviation sector. They're not going to simply return to normal. There's very innovative and adaptive measures taking place within those sectors to adjust to the new normal. For example, in the shipping world, operators are looking at ideas such as sharing resources to move crew more efficiently between borders, or centralizing crew transfers in hub airports that are running passenger flights. And these are just small examples of the innovations that sector is taking. But as a general as a general business looking at your long-term supply chains, you also need to take this innovative and adaptive approach to long-term sustainability and resiliency. And that means accepting that we're kind of already in a new normal. So for example, you can look to long-term resiliency and say, okay, I'm going to look at who my suppliers are. Are you going to choose new suppliers that are closer to home, for example? And that's a big question we're going to be hearing more of over the next few months, because there's a potential, first of all, for governments to start nationalizing chains. So certain governments may decide that they want critical supply chains to be closer to home and not reliant on countries on the other side of the world and more resilient to crises. So as a company, you may need to face the reality that a host government is going to tell you to nationalize your supply chain. And that's going to depend on what country you're in and what region you're in. So it's a very general statement. But it also means if you are looking at new suppliers, whether it be for that political reason, or let's say it's because you simply want to bring your supply chains closer to home, or you simply want to go to a different type of supplier, that introduces all kinds of new risks around third parties. You know, who are these third parties that you're going to be doing business with? How are you going to introduce them into your compliance programs? How are you going to do due diligence on them? Are you going to do anything about them? And, you know, with that risk comes a huge opportunity to actually bring an element of due diligence into your supply chains that may not have been there before.
I'm listening to you talk about all these ways that businesses are adapting, making themselves more agile in the face of this crisis. But what I'm wondering is if you see any trade-off between making your company more agile, more resilient, and efficiency.
Well, that's where I think it's really important to start with taking the step back approach and first of all looking at the very high level of, you know, what even are supply chains? What are the major issues affecting the global supply chain system? And from that point, you can start looking at your individual supply chains, depending whatever kind of company you are, whatever kind of organization you are. That's where you can then start delving into who are your specific suppliers. That's where you can start looking at third-party risk, for example. That's where you can also start looking at issues around how do you optimize that supply chain? How do you introduce, for example, data analytics into your supply chain modeling and risk modeling and optimization? And that's something that we're doing at Control Risks. Is people like me who, you know, working on the more qualitative analytical side are working with data analytics professionals to look at very specific supply chain modeling issues. And you can also delve into really interesting specifics around your supply chains. Where is your supply chain vulnerable? Where is your cargo vulnerable to security issues, for example? And one of the interesting developments of around the pandemic has been this particular development around security. And the most immediate analysis on that is probably the more obvious analysis, which is that, you know, with socioeconomics being affected by the pandemic, that there's going to be a move towards theft and organized crime to take advantage. But actually, there's one really interesting logistics issue which is occurring around a bottleneck of goods coming into Europe as a resurgent China is producing more and more material that is heading towards a Europe that is not ready to consume it because it's still in various lockdown phases. And that's created a bottleneck of cargo at Europe's key strategic ports. And that cargo has to go somewhere. And so European ports are looking for places to put that cargo. It's overspilling from warehouses and from port storage areas, and it's going into ad hoc new storage areas that are not as, you know, secure. They haven't been risk assessed for what you may think are typical security requirements. And that's just one example of an area you may need to look at in your reconstitution of your supply chains. Those little examples of vulnerabilities in a particular port in Europe where your valuable cargo is exposed to security issues. And that's where you can look to really bring some long-term sustainability into your supply chain, looking at issues like that, like those security concerns. And that's where you can listen to Philip Songhurst, my colleague, talk about how do you actually secure against vulnerabilities in supply chain like that.
Interesting. So you're saying that the use of data analytics to look into these issues around security, that's actually a way of optimizing your supply chain in the long term. It's not just a matter of agility. It's not just a matter of crisis response. That using data analytics, and as you say, having that sort of bird's eye view, taking a step back, actually means that there doesn't necessarily need to be a trade-off between agility and efficiency, that it all kind of works together.
Precisely. You can take this, you start with this high-level view, what are supply chains, what are the overarching issues and trends that are affecting supply chains in the context of COVID-19, and then look at your specific supply chain. What are the things I can do? You can apply data analytics, you can apply all kinds of risk management and security procedures to your supply chain reconstitution and long-term sustainability. You can look at third-party risk. You can look at compliance programs and vending your new suppliers. You can really map out your supply chain, and mapping out your supply chain and looking for the weaknesses along it in terms of lead times, delays, vulnerabilities of suppliers. That's where data analytics can really come in and help.
Thank you so much, Cormac, for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you very much, Sam.
That's all for this episode of The Supply Chain. Stay updated with new episodes of The Supply Chain by subscribing wherever you listen to your podcasts. And be sure to check out our other podcasts as well. To follow all of Control Risk's analysis of the COVID-19 pandemic, and to find out how we are helping clients build organizations that are secure, compliant, and resilient, visit controlrisk.com. See you next time.